Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, July 19th, 2010. We're going to be live here, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 3 hours. Coming up, Max Keiser is joining us in the third hour to talk about the economy, the police state, the buildup for war with Iran, and a lot more. For people who are watching the PrisonPlanet.tv simulcast, not just listening to the radio, look at all the stacks neatly organized here that we are going to be covering today. We have all these different stacks of news and information that we're going to be going over. And that is the economy stack, the oil spill stack, the health stack, the climate, energy, and environment stack, the police state, New World Order stack, the U.S. politics stack, the war on terror military stack, the immigration border stack. Yeah, they've had a bunch of car bombings and mass murders in the last day down in Mexico, and a lot of it right on the Texas border, Arizona border. We have the Iran, Israel, Middle East stack, the miscellaneous stack, and of course, this is my IM stack. This is the IMs I sent to the guys to print. Really what you could call our top news story stack. And yes, it makes my head spin. I know it'll make your head spin. And of course, I'm also beside myself with anger, with rage that is on the verge of being uncontrollable. Dealing with the fact that we are being censored all over Google and YouTube. And if you go back 3 years, the term Alex Jones or InfoWars has dwarfed Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Keith Olbermann, Glenn Beck in the Google Trends. So that is a occurrence happening because of you searching those terms. And since Friday, listeners pointed out, Tim from Michigan pointed out that why was Lindsay Lohan and Mel Gibson above the BP oil spill in top searches? And so I said, well, why don't we just Google the Obama deception and make it number one? It was number one. And see, the mainstream media, they artificially make Lindsay Lohan and Mel Gibson the number one search by hyping it and promoting it and pushing it and ramming it down your throat. They could set the agenda for real issues like, hey, look, the Federal Reserve is about to get a total dictatorship over our economy. But they choose to basically obscure that real news. And we have now proven over the weekend that Google, when the Obama deception, fall of the Republic, InfoWars, were all number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six. They all rotated in those slots. That Google sent messages to people that tried to search the term saying you're not allowed to search that term because, you know, this is part of an automated response. And so now if you search those terms, they're unsearchable. Now, I noticed this was happening Saturday, so Sunday I said, instead of searching Obama deception, search Obama deception censored. And it was number one yesterday, Obama deception censored. They've since blocked it out of the trends and blocked many people from searching it, period. People say, well, why do trends matter? Well, this is an info war. This is a info wars revolt against the controlled corporate media force-feeding us Lindsay Lohan and Mel Gibson. And other distractions, Tiger Woods. And when you have the number one search term, hundreds of blogs and newspapers, and that's what happened, then write articles about the Obama deception. They go in and look what the top trends are. They then write stories about it because they want traffic. And that's what happened. Huge success, bigger than I thought it would be. So successful, I have no doubt it was an insider at YouTube or their parent company Google, because they've censored us before, and I'm going to go over that coming up. Specifically with the Obama deception, we've been censored by Google. We had the letter from them saying you're not allowed on a Google shopping cart that we went and signed up for, remember 6 months ago, to talk bad about Obama. So we know it's them. Who else could hack that passcode? They've got the passcode to the director's channel that had it with 6.5 million and growing views, and they went in, it's clear, and erased it. But they've shown us who they are in the process.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, we're kicking off a new week of radio transmissions against tyranny. We're hitting pay dirt big time in the war against the globalists. We are cutting them up in a lot of places, and they are bleeding bad. And I look to open up even bigger wounds in the enemy. If you turn loose the power that is innate in every one of you and start taking action and start exposing these murderous, traitorous, larcenous, rat-like scum of these vipers, they will fall. You'll just simply take action against them. There was never a bully in the world that wasn't defeated by laying down. You got to stand up against them. You're never going to defeat these bullies by licking their boots. How many of you in life were a coward when you were young and you got beat up many times till the first time you got mad and beat the living daylights out of the bully? Didn't matter how many times you rolled over, you finally learned to stand up. When you learned that you could stand up, you learned how easy those bullies get knocked into the dirt. We've got to find that spirit of liberty inside each and every one of us. We've got to take action. We've got to get our fighting spirits back because we are going into a controlled depression. I am so angry, so focused, so enraged, and also so cognizant of the fact that we can beat these people. That unknown country of true liberty and freedom is just a few hundred yards away across this chasm of apathy and weakness and societal malaise and weakness. And if we would all just come together against corruption and recognize what evil is and start taking action against it, we could build a bridge to liberty, to freedom, very, very quickly. But I can't do it alone. And it's frustrating because I see the awakening accelerating, but I also see the enemy becoming cognizant of that fact and pulling out all the stops to collapse this society into the arms of total dehumanization. You know what I'm going to do? This happens a lot. More often than I would like it to. I get agitated, and then I start having brainstorms of understanding. And it's kind of like over revving a race car engine. I don't want to spin out of control here today and just start ranting and raving. So I'm going to try to settle down right now and be as calm as I can. And I'm going to go over the news here. And then later in the hour, I'm going to get into the censorship of the Obama deception. Because the censorship of this film has now led us into other avenues that illustrate other forms of censorship and control. And just how the internet has been designed to be a system to surveil us and to track us and in the future to censor everything we do. It is a giant NSA psychological warfare tool, but it's also a psychological testing tool to gauge and control the population. And as I learn more about how the internet works, and as I learn how the enemy has been trying to suppress what we've been doing in the last few years, and they've been failing, and as we begin to go mega viral on a daily basis, not just on a monthly basis, we're seeing the enemy pull out the stops to try to block us. And to know that on the level playing field of ideas, we would already have had victory. And to know how close we are to routing these criminals. If the public knew that our enemies are not all powerful, if the public knew how weak they are, if the public knew that it's only our apathy that allows them to run rampant on us, and if you knew what I knew, if you could understand what I understand, and I try to lay this information out, but those of you that are experts in a field, you understand how complex it is and hard it is to explain to a layperson who hasn't studied your field the subtle nuances of it. It's an art form. And my understanding of this system exponentially grows by the day until I feel like the top of my head's about to blow off. We have caught Google red-handed spying on the American people and the people of the world. They are the NSA. They are the CIA on record. We told you that 6 years ago with high-level CIA officers coming on the show who retired and exposing it, like Mr. Steele. Now it's mainstream news. They just throw it in your face. They think you're just going to accept it. The head of Facebook calls you a bunch of effing suckers and idiots because you trust him. He publicly laughs at you and calls you dumb animals. I'm so sick of these arrogant filth. The only way they get away with this is our apathy and the fact that we're all jacked into the television sets and only care about issues of no significance because since we were small children, the control corporate media purposefully ruined many people's psyches and their roadmaps for understanding human civilization and history. I listen to grown men, how they're into being mindless idiots and how they're into just making endless jokes and laughing about everything. And it's like arrested development at about a fifth grade level out there. I listen to other talk radio hosts and they're just gibbering monkeys. They have no idea how dangerous history is. They have no idea that in the siege of Leningrad, close to 500,000 people died, just regular citizens of the city, and that more than 300,000 German soldiers died, and more than 300,000 Russian soldiers. In fact, I'm going from memory. Will you pull up estimates of death from the Battle of Leningrad? What was it, 1943, 44? Enemy at the gates doesn't even scratch the surface. The cannibalism, that city living on human meat for a year. There wasn't a rat left in the city that humans hadn't tracked down. They were eating the wallpaper off the walls because they'd used flour as the adhesive to put the wallpaper up. They were eating wood. They were roasting children on spits. This movie, The Road, people kept telling me to watch it, and I don't like disturbing movies because reality is disturbing enough for me. Knowing about the cannibalism in Africa and the South Pacific still going on, studying as much history as I have, knowing that within 10 days, and these are even government studies, Pentagon studies conducted in the 50s, within 10 days, 90%+ of individuals will rape, murder, kill for food. Within 15 days, almost everyone becomes a cannibal. I've got the university studies that during the Depression, seven million people starved to death, millions more during the Dust Bowl. And that's when 90% of the public were self-sufficient and could take care of themselves. 7 million, bye-bye. If you looked at the photos of the Great Depression, families with their cars broke down trying to go out west, their children's ribs sticking out of their bodies, their little rib cages looking like concentration camp victims. That was all engineered by the very same banking families that perch on top of this country right now, getting ready to do the same thing. I watched this movie about a week and a half ago, and I've been having nightmares about it every single day. And I'm going to tell you something. I had a nightmare last night about this. You know why I had a nightmare? Folks, nothing gives me nightmares. Horror movies, unrealistic crud. This film brings up ancestral memories in me. Those are instincts. We all have them. Of all of my ancestors that starved to death and fought and women dying in childbirth and everything else our species has gone through, crawling up and fighting the saber-toothed tigers and the cave bears and the lions and the tigers and other tribes of humans coming in and conking our ancestors on the head and dragging the men off to eat them and taking our women and children and raping the hell out of them. That's what evil people do. That's the norm, is people taking your child and running a metal rod through them and turning them on a spit to eat them. Every culture has engaged in cannibalism, even when there's plenty of food. It's an act of dominance by psychopathic control freak groups that tend to take control of societies. But those societies can never become industrialized because only a loving, good culture can build a true system. But then the parasites always come in and take over civilizations, and then they implode. And that's what's happened to us. And you watch. This society's done. It's going down. We are a diseased, filthy, demonic country and world full of soft people who have been soft for generation after generation, myself included, and we're going down. It's a total realization. And let me tell you something. If we don't stand up and get ready and speak out, it's going to get bad, but if we don't speak out and take action, it's going to get, in many cases, as bad as it is in this film. You know what happened in Rwanda in that UN-funded slaughter there? You can search the term UN soldiers roast child on spit. You can look at that. That's official. You can look at children they beat to death everywhere the UN goes. Who do you think? They have an army of child rapist pedophiles. That's who they are. They go and join to do that, whether it's Serbia or African countries. Watch a movie like The Road. They pulled up some World War II number. It said 450,000. I've watched a lot of documentaries and read books on it. The estimates are probably a lot higher than that. The point is cannibalism. Hell, that's one of the main meat products sold in North Korea. That's even been in Vanity Fair. that they've had reporters there to watch the stall selling human flesh.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
When you dig my grave.
When you dig my grave.
Make it shallow.
Could you make it shallow? So I can feel the rain. Grave.
We are back live. We have some incredible news. I just learned this during the break.
You're a stonewall
The Obama deception, as many of you know, was hacked. The main version was 6.5 million plus views. It was the number one search term Friday and Saturday. The passcode for the director channel, we don't have a director channel, but Kenneth Webb does. It's changed the channel as the handle. It was hacked, and someone went in and erased the Obama deception, and it said removed by user. And when that happens, you cannot put the video back up. If you remove a video, it's gone. And to my knowledge, because we did research on this, Google, the parent company of Yahoo, of YouTube, excuse me, has never re-enabled a video that was hacked and removed, because they've had this happen in the past to some large videos. It was put back up minutes ago. So I think Google, the parent company of YouTube, felt the power of our counter info war, where over the weekend and yesterday I said, search the term Obama deception censored. And that became the number one search, the number two search, Follow the Republic, the number three search, Infowars.com. We got a screenshot last night. Obama deception censored was number one, Follow the Republic number two, Infowars number six. But by the time I went to bed, Infowars was number three. So we had the top three searches. And we also have the screenshots here. Jaron, if he gets a chance, can pull up those images for you of messages people got from Google when people did the search for the Obama deception saying, you're not allowed to look at this. They were blocking that search. It looks like they removed that block as well because they're not stupid. I was intending today to go on a full frontal assault and give you new search terms, because we can give out new search terms on air that we can make number one because of our millions of listeners taking action, that they'll have to continue to black out of their list. Because when they blocked out the Obama deception censored, Infowars.com, when they blocked that out, they blocked it out of the complete list. It was nowhere in the top 1,000 lists. They just completely removed it. And I've got Steve Watson doing a story about that right now. In fact, it just went live. The headline is Google Spies Censors Users. And Google has been caught spying. Google has been caught working with the NSA. Google, of course, 6 months ago, we have a link to their email they sent us, said you're not allowed to sell the Obama deception on a Google shopping cart that we had gone and purchased and signed up for through their sales system. I mean, they told us you're not allowed to show Obama in a bad light. This is not allowed. This video is not allowed. Now, people pointed out, well, wait, there's other shopping carts that are allowed to sell it on there. Yes, it was our official shopping cart. We were told specifically no Obama deception. So we know they've done this before. And so what you do is now you make this the number one search term, Google spies. They've already blocked Google censors. So now you search Google spies, Google spies, two words. You go to Google and Yahoo and other searches, you type in Google spies, G-O-O-G-L-E-S-P-I-E-S, two words, Google spies, and it will then take everybody to the number one link by Steve Watson, prisonplanet.com. And we're going to add to this story, not just my video that I shot Saturday night that was posted Sunday, censorship alert, Obama deception illegally removed. We are now going to add the Obama deception that has risen like a phoenix from the ashes. Praise God, and praise God that all of you took action, because this is precedent setting. We have never seen, we did research, there was one case where a video with over 200 million views, a music video that was number one, was hacked and replaced with something else. And because they were Google partners, they did take that down. We've seen one other case. This is precedent setting, and we appreciate the NSA and Google backing off here and posting, reposting it. And I called for a criminal investigation yesterday. I said, YouTube, you track the IP address of who went in there and did this. Why is this so important? I'll explain why it's so important on the other side. This is so important. And I'll get into all the news and take your phone calls. Max Kaiser's coming.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. It's time to play. Good food makes everything you do fun. On eFoodsDirect.com, you're going to find a summer outdoor special that gets you the most delicious, easy-to-fix, most portable, best food on the planet for your exciting fun in the sun. With each order of a 3-month responder pack, you get a free grab-and-go accessory kit with the backpacker's water purifier, stove, and carry bag. You'll also get a free camper's bakery pack with pancakes, biscuits, and cornbread muffins. All this delicious food can be easily prepared stovetop at home or in a pan over a campfire. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/summer or call 800-409-5633 for information and ordering. Summer fun with food just doesn't get any better than this, folks. You need it. They've got it. Just get it. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
I want to hear from you specifically on 73,000 blogs were taken down by the federal government outside of a court, outside of indictments. They just took them down. That's mainstream news under Justice Department orders. I want to get your point, your take on all these mainstream news articles about how the government needs to censor the web to protect it, and this hoax that critical infrastructure like nuclear power plants and the Defense Department are hooked into the Internet. They are not hooked into the Internet. They have their own separate systems. That's on record. It's a lie. Some of the highway signs are hooked into a federal Internet system, and those have been hacked. The main joke in the last 3 years is somebody hacks in and says, zombies ahead, be careful. That's been in the news. That happens every few weeks. I see another article about a highway sign system being hacked because they are hooked into the Internet, because they use the Internet to control them. And so there is some infrastructure hooked in, and it shouldn't be hooked in. This is asinine. But they're going to use that excuse, and the government's going to attack the web themselves, and they admit cybersecurity is to be offensive. I want your take on the type of censorship we're seeing on the web. You see, when the name Alex Jones or InfoWars or the Obama deception, and they've been number one in trends without us having listeners do it before. Go look at Google Trends going back 3-4 years. We're way ahead of Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, all of them. We showed that yesterday. We showed those trends on air for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Go look at it for yourself. Do you think the system likes that? No. They thought they could use the web to surveil you, to control you, to gauge what you're doing, what you're really thinking. It's a total NSA system. They weren't getting enough data just listening to your phones and reading your faxes. They need to track what you're doing and what you're saying and what you're thinking to truly understand how to counter free humanity. They admit they're using it for their psychological warfare studies against us. But now we've taken it away from them, not just Alex Jones, but all of you out there, all of the patriots. The globalists have tried to turn the internet into an infighting area where they admittedly send feds out to then get weak-minded people to parrot what they say to attack all the real patriot leaders like myself and Ron Paul and others. But it's not working because people are discovering that and understanding what's happening and understanding that we're all in this together to defend the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, private property, to stop the banking takeovers, to stop the new wars. We can all agree on those issues. And the globalists are in the middle of their takeover right now, and they don't want us to be out there countering them. Now, I'm going to explain this in layman terms because I've gotten so many emails and phone calls and comments on the websites and on YouTube and on InfoWars and Prison Planet. I've seen just countless comments Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today saying, Alex, why don't you just re-upload the Obama deception if it was taken down off YouTube? Alex, why are you so upset about them taking it down, someone hacking in and taking it down? Because for the last month, for the last year and a half, when you type in Obama or President Obama, the number one, well, the last year and a half has been in the top three. Never number one. It was usually number three or four, sometimes number two. In the last month, if you type in President Obama, Barack Obama, Obama, the number one link was a link to that 6.5 million viewed one. And instead of it slowly growing to 6.5 million the last year and a half, it was suddenly getting close to 100,000 a day on Saturday when they knocked it down. They knew the trend. It was about to get 6 million views in the next month, not 6 million in a year and a half. In fact, I haven't tested that yet. Let me just test it right now. Let me put Obama deception in and see if it's the number one link again. The number one link is Obama deception censored, 73 related articles. So there's 73 articles right now about the Obama deception being censored out there. A lot of them are major news sites reporting on it. See, previously, before this happened, the number one link was the Obama deception, and it is no longer the number one link. So I guess their mission was accomplished. We've got to go back into all these articles we wrote, pointing out have been taken down and post it at the top so that people understand when they go to read that it's now back up. It is now the 1, 2, 3, 4. It is now the fifth link. Now, since they made it go live again, the link was 6.5 million, but that's only under Obama deception. It was when you search the term Obama. Let me do that. Search the term Obama, and it is no longer the number one link with just the name Obama. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the fourth link. In fact, will you give me a document cam shot on the big TV that I use to surf on? I want people to see what I'm seeing right now. They're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv because this is InfoWar. This is the power of patriots and people that know the truth to say no to government-run health care, no to new wars, no to internet censorship, no to tyranny. It shows that when you put the name Obama in, the number one thing in the last month you got was my film. People doing school reports, government people, anybody worldwide typing in President Obama, Barack Obama, or Obama, the number one link. And when they knocked that out Saturday, when they brought that video down, and they've now restored it. This is the second time I've ever heard of this happening. This is praise God. You know Google is getting a major backlash over this. It is the fifth link down. See, before it wasn't the official website of Barack Obama as it is now. It was my film. You think the White House likes that when they admit they ran a quote? Remember, candidate Obama runs a YouTube campaign, CNN headline. Remember all the news about the Obama girl getting millions of views, and that's why he won was YouTube. YouTube is over half the video views in the world. Hundreds of millions of people a day go to it. Do you think that they want you to go to YouTube or Google or Yahoo and type in the name Obama or President Obama and get my video's number one link? By killing that video, they knocked it down. But let's drive it up. Everybody's got to type Obama into a search engine. scroll down to the fifth link that is the Obama Deception High Quality Full Length Version, that's the name, and click on it over and over again to drive it to number one and to get it space at the top and to put it above the official Barack Obama website. That man is a hoax. His approval rating is in free fall. And this film exposes how he's run by the offshore banks. It exposes how Bush was controlled by the same people. Liberals see this and wake up and it shatters their paradigm. Right-wingers see it and it shatters their paradigm and opens up their mind to the wider world. You know how many people commented and have sent me emails and have commented on my website and online saying the Obama deception woke me up? This is a film that is the number one thing we've ever done, the most devastating to the globalists, and that's why they're so scared of it. And this is a fast response by YouTube and Google to re-enable it. In fact, I've got the number to Kenneth Webb in here that runs that director channel. We need to call him and see. Here it is, guys. His name's right here. We need to call him. It's the top paper here. We need to call him and see what message YouTube gave him. Thank you, sir. But again, everybody needs to type in Obama on the search engine and go down to that link to the video to click it. That will drive it back to the top. Here's the comments on the video. The resistance is alive. Do you see what we are capable of as a whole? Well, we're capable of a lot more than that. Resist oppression. Resist eugenics. Resist economic takeover. Promote freedom. Know what you're putting in your body. Grow up. Grow your own organic food. Get ready. This will be a long fight, but truth and light will prevail. God bless you all. And so that's what John CL1 said. And so it is back up. Let's send it to 7 million by tomorrow. Let's give it 500,000 more views, not just 100,000 by tomorrow. Go get the video, The Obama Deception in High Quality. It has 6,509,624 views before that gets taken down again, God forbid, and get it out to your email list. Send it out. Post it on message boards. Go everywhere and say, this is a censored video they don't want you to see. See, they took this down and it backfired. And some idiots, I've even seen mainstream news articles out there, Associated Content had a 3-page article this morning trying to imply that I would do this. This isn't my stinking account. This is Kenneth Webb, who lives out in the country and can't even re-upload it because his internet's so slow, he's got dial-up. It was already the number one search. It was everywhere. It was the number one search, the number one video. Why would I do that when you can't put it back up as a user? Only YouTube could put it back up. What is your major problem? We were already number one. There's censorship going on. They put that up on screen. 73,000 blogs taken down Thursday. 73,000 blogs pulled by the federal government. And they've got judges and lawyers on record saying there's no law to do this. The Justice Department just did it. 73,000 blogs gone. They are testing to see what we're going to do. You think the establishment wants people to see what's in the Obama deception when it lays it all out and shows Obama at the Bilderberg Group meeting with Hillary a day before they made the announcement that she was dropping out? You think people that run this New World Order want the population? There it is. U.S. authorities shut down blog site hosting 73,000 blogs because they talked about file sharing on the site. Because they talked about it. That's in the order. The system is scared right now, and they talk in the Ministry of Defense report from 2007 about flash mobs on the ground, flash mobs in the web, and how they've got to take over the web to block the population from being able to take action. Now you need to search the term. They blocked out the Obama deception and Obama deception censored. That's where that can't go into the top trends. So we've got to come up with other search terms that will lead people to the Obama deception. My idea this morning was to have Steve Watson write an article with the title, Google Spies Censors Users. You just search the term Google spies, Google spies, Google spies. Those two words, Google spies, and it will lead them to an article where Google admittedly spies and censors users and censored us with our shopping cart selling the Obama deception. They're caught red-handed. And then when they click on that article, I'm going to have Steve Watson right now. It's an emergency. Call him. He needs to post in that article the full Obama deception that's back up with a headline saying it's back up. He needs to add that so that when people then search this number one search term, they'll be taken to the Obama deception and they'll learn about Google and the NSA and what's going on. And some people say, well, if Google's the NSA, if Yahoo's admittedly in bed with the government, and admittedly, a year ago, now takes orders directly from the Senate and the office of Lieberman on what to take down and what to put up. That was admitted. Why are you there? Because that's where the war is. People ask, why do you have an iPhone app that's free if iPhones spy on you, admittedly? Because that's what people got. That's how I reach them. That's like asking somebody in World War I on the line between the front lines with the French and the Germans, why are you fighting on the front line? Because that's where the war is. The war is on YouTube and Google. The war is on Yahoo. The war is on the Internet. And if you'll unleash the power you've got as individuals, we collectively can defeat these scumbags very quickly. We have got to get serious minds. We have to get focused minds. We have to have committed minds. When I was about 18 to 22, I went into a health kick, got out of it after that, started drinking, smoking. Few people do that, actually get in shape and get completely out of it. I ran 6 miles every other day. I lifted weights 4 days a week for 2 hours, and I power lifted. I was a little guy at 180 pounds, but I could bench press 330, squat over 600. I could do over 40 chin-ups. And it's because I exercised my muscles and because I read books on powerlifting and how it was psychological. And I went out with my UT football buddies who played football. I didn't play football. And I worked out with guys that were a lot bigger and stronger than me. And it was all about getting in the zone. A little old lady can squat 1,000 pounds. She just doesn't believe she can. That's why they've had cases of women when their kids squealing under a car. Police have witnessed hundreds of times a woman going, there's the whole car. And it's the same thing in the info war. It's that place in your mind. It's that place in your mind where you've got to trick it and flip it into survival mode and then nothing can stop you. It's that place. You've got to get your mind in a place. It's like when you're arm wrestling somebody. And if you try really hard, you're not going to beat them. It's being in a place where you literally flip a switch that you're going to die. And I never understood it when I was able to do it innately as a primitive, as a throwback, as my late grandfather would call it. That it's just you're doing it. It's going to happen. Now, when you run into somebody else who's doing like that, that's when people get killed. And a lot of times it's going to be you. That's a problem. Anybody can turn this on, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody can turn it on. Now, you can do that when you're young. When you get old, you turn it on. You're going to pull arms out of sockets. Your muscles are going to tear off their joints if you're not in shape because the body can't handle it. You take a young, focused body. It's the same thing. You have to have a cold where you just clench your teeth and just feel that electricity in your mind and your soul. You've just got to have that spirit of liberty and just say, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to realize how hardcore this takeover is and how much danger our entire society's in and how wicked these evil people are. We have a variety of evil running our society that is the most wicked I have ever seen, and I've studied history deeply. To them, you watch a movie like The Road, and it's depressing and shocking and horrific and depressing. But for the globalists, this is beautiful to them. Do you know what all the top artwork in the world is now sold for tens of millions per painting? The top five or six artists, you can go at Christie's and other things, are buckets of maggots, blood, skulls, photos of dead babies. Schwarzenegger has huge art collections in my research of him, of dead children killed in car wrecks, dead babies in Nazi uniforms. Oh, yeah, just search Arnold Schwarzenegger at art exhibit. You can pull it up. It's a deep search, but you'll find it. The point is, the elite, these bankers and people, their houses are just filled with blood and death and slime, and they think it's beautiful. They love piles of dead bodies. They love piles of little kids' shoes and people being thrown into basements to rot and die. They love seeing people with their ribs sticking out like concentration camp victims. Hitler would sit there on the front lines in World War II during the invasion of Poland and Czechoslovakia with a telescope just watching burning buildings for sometimes more than 24 hours. They love it. They want to hurt you. Don't you understand? I know who they are. As a primitive who also has the intellectual mind, I'm able to face the harm. I'm able to tap in not only to wisdom and history, but my ancestral memories. All of you have it. It's called your instincts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I can see the New World Order. I can see right inside their psyche. And I've read their writings. I know what they love. They love piles of dead children covered with maggots. They love burning cities. They love starvation. They love piles of ashes. They love dead forest and dead rivers and dead lakes. They could care less about the environment. All the top eugenicists are transhumanists and talk about how they're rewriting the entire genetic code, releasing salmon into the ocean in major university studies that they know will extinct all the other salmon within 40 generations. They are genetically engineering every major food crop, every one of them engineered to sterilize you and give you cancer. You've got to face the horror and realize what we're up against. I know it's scary. I know it's easier just to say this guy's crazy. But if you'll do the research, you'll find out I've told you the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. On my name, on my family name, on my honor, on my children, on my soul, I pledge to you that what I told you is the truth. I pledge to you that I am real and have a heart of love and strength, and I know you do as well. And I know, I pledge to you, I know in my spirit and in my heart that we can beat these people. And I know how great the cost is. I understand what the globalists are going to do. I have seen on the historical parallel lines, the road we're on, where it leads. And it leads to the greatest mass murder and destruction and evil this planet has ever seen. And whether it's going to come or not, whether we can stop it or not, we know that we're going to be in a better position if we stand up and know the truth now. What did Patrick Henry say? I wish to know the truth, the whole of the truth, and prepare for it. Will you guys search that term? Patrick Henry, I wish to know the whole truth and make preparation for it. I wish to know the whole truth. You know, some of you, to paraphrase him, don't have the strength to know the truth. Some of you want to rationalize and lie to yourselves. But as for me, I want to know the whole truth. I want to face it, and I want to make preparation for it. Our ancestors have lived through this over and over again. It's the human experience. It's what we've always struggled against. Survival against the elements. Survival against other corrupt tribes and bad groups of people. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, isn't perfect, but it's the greatest hedge against evil this world has ever seen. It produced wealth and inventiveness and beauty like nothing has ever done in history, and it's being removed. The shields are down. Evil is flooding in and taking control of every sector and every system. Don't let the globalists stop you. Get the free link that's going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to the Obama deception. Get it out to everyone you know. Get the DVD. We can get four of them for $19.95 right now. That's basically my cost. With a free citizen rule book, make copies of the DVDs. Get them out, InfoWars.com. The guys found the quote. Good job. Let's put it back on screen. For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it, Patrick Henry. For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I'm living and experiencing what Patrick Henry experienced. I'm experiencing the anguish of knowing the truth and knowing that silly-minded people won't face up to it, won't realize it's real evil we're facing, and that it's not cute and funny. The devil isn't a hot cheerleader, you know, like that famous tattoo or that rockabilly image of a beautiful woman with voluptuous curves, with little devil horns smiling with a pitchfork. She's got some fun for you. That's not the devil. The devil is mass death and piles of dead bodies and lice crawling all over rotten flesh. I have seen evil, I know evil, and I commit my entire being against it. We shall return.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.